I don't believe this. It's just... It's nothing. It's not funny. This whole situation is anything but funny, but it's just ridiculous. Here I stand before you, my enemy, my greatest enemy, the greatest threat to my survival. And I'm wearing your ring. I don't even know what to call you. Do I call you my fiancé, my betrothed? This whole situation is just... It can't be easy for you either. I mean... This is not easy, but everyone else is acting like it's simple. As if it's... logical, and maybe it is logical. I mean, our families have... We've suffered. There's been so much violence, such bloodshed, and our numbers are so few. It makes sense. We have enemies. Why fight each other? But it's all I've ever known. Every instinct I have is telling me to take a knife and plunge it into your chest. But I won't. Probably. That was a joke. See, it's not funny. I can see the logic. I can rationalize it. I can. It's just marrying you. Don't be offended, but it's kind of like a nightmare. I know it's hard to not be offended, but do you really want to marry me? Thank you. Sorry, I'm being a bitch. I am being... It's not like you have a choice in this. You did have a choice. Oh, you have brothers and sisters, so... Did you draw straws? You volunteered. Careful, I might get the idea that you want to marry me. Why wouldn't you? You are coping with this a lot better than I am. It's just... There's a lot of weight. I am the heir. I've always heard. Everything. Oh, words. All I've heard my entire life is the importance of a bloodline. Of purity. And now... They're forcing me to marry you. Not you, I mean... Oh. Why am I fucking this up so badly? It's not you. I mean, you seem nice. You're pretty. Very, very pretty. Despite the hair colour. It's just... This is just like my father... He comes up with these grand plans that are going to solve all of our problems, but he doesn't think about how they're going to affect people. Do you know he agreed to the treaty without even asking me? And I know I'm being petty, I'm being childish. I mean, this will save my family, my kind. There will be no more struggling, no more violence, no more needless death. There will be peace, and I know that together we will be stronger. You have numbers. It's just...
It's difficult.
You were the invaders. You started this. And now I'm marrying one of you. And I know that is ridiculous. This... It's just hard to let go of all that history. There are so few of my kind, and we have fought so hard and so long for what? Your kind won't see me as an equal. They don't see us as equals. You're sweet to say that, but you're not just saying it, are you? You actually believe that? I think in my head I have built up your kind to be some kind of boogeyman. I think, looking in your eyes, I think we are the same, just. There are so few of us. And we have greater threats. Werewolves, werepanthers, werebears. It makes no sense to fight. It won't be easy for me. But I want you to know that I'm going to try. I'm going to try my hardest because it's the only way that we'll survive, either of us. Grey squirrels and red squirrels alike. All they see is prey. They don't see... It's just hair color. So... I, honey of the red were-scribbles, pledge to marry you, to bring peace to our kind, to join our families and ensure our survival. It's going to be interesting. Did you really volunteer to marry me? You're not at all like I thought you would be. I think I just saw color and forgot that your people just like us. War does that. War makes you forget. I'll tell my father that we're proceeding with the marriage. I'm glad you volunteered. I'm glad it's you I'm marrying, and you are very pretty. I'll take my leave. I'll see you tomorrow at the ceremony. I look forward to it too.
I guess I'm getting married.